Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call. It's going to be another warm one out there today. And we've started to feel those effects in the past few days. But later on the week, starting actually tomorrow maybe, it's not going to be too bad. So we should be pretty good for the majority of the week. Now, I know I do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that right away. Nathan, who's up next?
Betty is in Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, Paul. Patrick, I couldn't get you for the past 2 weeks on WCAP, and I was so disappointed. But I called up at CAP and told them, and they said that you were going to come back this week. So I am absolutely delighted.
Awesome.
Now, my question concerns hibiscus. Now, in past years, they grew beautifully, except the leaves. The leaves look like lace because something was biting them or eating the leaves. And I didn't know what it was. What should I put on it?
Now, are we talking about the perennial hibiscus? Or are we talking about
the perennial, yeah.
Okay. And basically, it's very thinned out. The leaves are almost look like transparent. Is that what they've almost gotten to?
Oh, well, I mean, they're covered with holes, so it almost looks like a piece of lace.
Yeah. So it's like they've created holes in all over the area, and it started to change almost color. It's not like a not like that green or even the purple, depending upon the type of hibiscus. So it's almost gotten a lighter color.
Yeah.
Right. So you have like a piercing, sucking type insect that would be on there.
Yeah.
And so they're taking the chlorophyll out, and they're hurting the plant, obviously. So what I'd like for you to see for an insecticide or an insect control is to be using, for an organic, you can actually use, like, Captain Jack's would be fine.
Uh-huh.
To be spraying on there. So we're when it comes to anything that is, like, chewing or creating holes, that type of thing, we're looking to use the Captain Jack's to take care of it. I think that's going to be your...
Okay, now is that just a spray?
That is a spray. So it comes with multiple options for you. The hose end can also come in the trigger spray. The hose end, I always find, is one of the easier. Attach it to the hose, you can spray all over.
Right.
This is one of those things where I'd be waiting until maybe tomorrow or the next day to be grabbing this. To be spraying it. You could grab it now and have it ready.
Right.
But that's so. Are you seeing any insects at all on there?
Well, I haven't. I was working out in the garden just for a little while yesterday, but it got too hot. But
yeah.
Then I said, oh, I have to check the hibiscus, and I didn't. But I'm sure last year I saw some insects.
Yeah, and a lot of times, so there could be like around like the flower when it's a bud,
yes.
You see like little insects all over it. A lot of times you're going to see like aphids on there.
Okay. So the Captain Jacks will work?
Yeah, so you can use the Captain Jacks would be fine. You could also use like an all seasons oil would be all right to do.
Yeah.
Another option would be eight.
Eight. All right. Oh, I have some eight. Yeah.
So that, so eight would be fine to be spraying all over them, especially if they're, if they're covering the buds at this point.
Right.
They're most likely not open up yet with flowering. They like
to wait until the end. No, they're not open yet.
You know, my concern would be if the flower was open, waiting to spray until night, just because anything that, has a huge flower like that, it's going to attract, pollinators, right?
So right,
attract
right,
like a
yeah.
bee or something like that.
No flower is on it right now.
Okay, so you can spray it now. I'd wait until tomorrow again, like I said, because...
Right, it's going to be so hot today. Yeah,
so it's going to be 90 later today, and one of the things is anytime you put like an oil base on a plant... it's like putting oil on our skin and then going and sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
We're obviously going to burn, right?
Yeah.
We're
right.
just lucky enough that we can wipe it off or go inside. The plant can't. So.
But the hibiscus can't.
Yeah. So if you have eight at home, I'd definitely spray it with the eight. That's going to be something that you might have to do a couple times. So again, in like 10 to 14 days, depending upon how bad the infestation is. What I'd also look to do is maybe use like a liquid fertilizer on those hibiscus just to give it something back to, it's getting weak based on it attacked by something, right?
So
I'd look at maybe like a the Neptune's Harvest.
Fish I have that
seaweed.
At home also, and the one that I love is the fertilizer.
I would do both of those.
Love it.
Yeah, it's such a great combination, the two of them. I honestly would really look to do both.
Every couple
weeks.
Yeah. Another thing that I love when I plant is Biotone.
Yeah, that's such a great starter when it comes
absolutely.
To planting.
So I'll try those various methods. And thank you. And I'm so happy you're back on WCAP.
Well, I appreciate you calling down there and talking to them.
Every once in a while
it happens, but
I know that does. Yeah. Okay. But now you're on. So thank
it's good
you
to be back. And
my call, Patrick. Okay,
no problem.
Bye-bye.
You have a great one, Betty. Bye bye. Alrighty, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's great to be back on WCAP. It was a couple of weeks there. We weren't on, but we're here. It's awesome to be living in Lowell, and having a hometown station on there. So I enjoy having it, and I'm glad that we're back in the area again. We do have another call, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I want to know if it's too late to spray my grapes. I have I noticed that some of them are turning brown, but some other parts of the vine are doing well.
So it's not too late to spray it. I'd be using the fruit tree spray from Bonide on there.
Is that locally available?
Yeah, so you can get it at a local garden center. Where are you on the Cape?
Where am I? I'm in Brewster.
Okay. Brewster, so if you actually, I'll look it up while we're talking here, the closest location for you. So this is it's a combination product, that you would want to use, to spray on the plants now, but this is something you're going to want to look at for next season as well, and doing it earlier in the season. Be multiple times during the season.
Really?
You're only going to want to use it twice.
Two times. Okay.
Because we're looking at a fungus.
So
what I would be looking at doing is spraying this product at the beginning of the season.
What is the beginning of the season?
So when you're starting to see green tips on the branches.
Okay,
so you're starting to see that. And this product called Fruit Tree Spray,
The
great thing about it, on the back of the bottle, it actually has a chart and tells you when to spray it and on the different times. Okay, so it's actually it's pretty helpful for you. So I got to go to a break, but I want you to hang tight because I have a few things I want to go over with you so you can be successful with this going forward. So hang tight for me.
Phone
number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were speaking with Alice. Was having some issues with her grapes. They're starting to turn brown, which is a sign here of the black rot that could be on there. So the product we were talking about is called Fruit Tree Spray. Now, I went onto the Boneyed website, and you have a bunch of areas that you could actually get it from. So you're in Brewster. If you've ever shopped at Snow's Home and Garden in Orleans.
Absolutely.
They have it there. Okay. Or they definitely should have it there.
All right.
I just went on the Boneyed website and actually hit a dealer locator, and they should definitely have that type of product there.
Okay. That's great.
There's a couple other things I want you to do though with the grape spray.
Okay.
It's not just the spray that you need to do. You need to thin out the grape a little bit. When you're starting to also see some of this disease or this fungus that is there, I want you to get rid of it. Don't let it sit on the ground. Don't let it sit on the plant. So it might hurt, right, because you're waiting for it to grow and show fruit. But the affected areas, you're going to have to clean those out. Get rid of the fruit. Get rid of some of the surrounding leaves.
Okay.
What you also do is kind of thin it out. Get some of the branches that might not have anything, you know, any fruit or might not be as prominent as the others.
Yeah.
What we're looking to do is let air flow through the plant a little bit.
All right.
So one of the main causes of this is the rain, then the humidity. That's what causes a lot of fungus. And when the air can't get through that to dry out the plant a little bit, it just sits and causes this fungus. The downfall of this fungus is it overwinters in the fruit, in the canes, and in the ground. So if you leave any of the leaves or anything on the ground, it's just going to go right into the soil and then come back next year. So at the end of the season, clean it up. Don't let any of those leaves go into like a compost pile or any of that. Spraying it with this, I'd also fertilize. You can fertilize right now with like a Neptune's Harvest.
Wait a second, I'm going to write that down. Neptune's Harvest. Okay.
Yeah, Neptune's Harvest is a liquid fertilizer. I like the fish and seaweed that they have. It's a great combination to be putting in there, just giving something back to the plant. The other thing I would look to do, because it's going through, when you clean it up, it's going to go through a little bit of a shock because you're cutting it back in some of the humid times. Maybe taking a hose and putting it on a trickle at the base of the stem and letting it just sit there for like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Again, I'm looking for just a trickle, so it's basically barely coming out of the hose.
Yeah,
what this does is it will just get a deeper watering. The water will go further down and help the root system expand to get it a little bit stronger. And so when you're cutting it back, it's not going to go into like shock from losing a bunch of the plant, right? So that's...
I understand. It's strange. One half of my vine is got the disease or whatever that is, and it has branched off into another direction where everything is looking healthy. So, but I can see where it definitely needs to be. It gets some air because it is very full. So I'm going to take. So I just go in there and arbitrarily cut vines out. Is that what you're saying?
Well, so what I want you to do is look, and you're going to have to follow some of the vines and see how productive they are, how big they are.
Of course, yeah.
You know, kind of thin it out the best you can. It's not just, you know, just cutting. What I'd want you to do is follow a vine and see, okay, if I cut this vine, is it going to affect the whole plant or is it just going to affect right here? And if it's just going to affect right here, perfect. We'll get rid of it.
Okay.
That type of thing. But it's you want the air to flow through and dry out the leaves from the so fungus just doesn't sit there. And that's what's happening with the black rot. But get the fruit tree spray, which you can get at Snow's, and on the back of the bottle it'll actually tell you the different times that you can spray, and only use this product twice in a season. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. I got
all right,
it.
Alice.
Thank you very much.
Good luck and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
That's Omer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic violence call in McAllen, Texas yesterday was, in fact, an ambush which led to the deaths of two police officers, according to the city police chief. Victor Rodriguez says his two officers never saw it coming.
Our officers did not draw the weapons, did not fire, never stood a chance, never had a chance to, didn't suspect a reason to.
The chief says when additional officers showed up to the scene, the suspect shot and killed himself. President Trump says most Americans are happy about his commutation of his longtime friend Roger Stone's 40-month prison sentence, which was to start this week. Stone was convicted of lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering, but the president says Stone wasn't treated fairly by the courts. Democrats and some Republicans say the president's abused his power. This is USA Radio News. Louisiana's governor requiring masks to be worn as a surge in new coronavirus cases spreads across that state. Governor John Bel Edwards saying yesterday it was clear that the state's current restrictions are not strict enough. Louisiana had more than 2,000 new cases reported on Friday and yesterday, and hospitalizations are also on the rise in that state. The Washington Redskins name change is underway. Yahoo is reporting that the NFL team is to announce its new name in the next 48 hours. Speaking on the Saturday Sports Brunch radio show, Yahoo's Charles Robinson said the NFL is telling everyone, in his words, who has Washington's nickname on its platform to start scrubbing it and start taking it off. He said he didn't know what the new nickname will be. The team has been under pressure to change the name Redskins for ages. It's considered offensive to Native Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And had some good calls so far today. Talked a bit about Concord grapes and just grapes in general, to be honest. There being some black rot issues this season. So it's definitely out there. But it makes you, it makes me think of other things that could be happening at the same time. Different diseases that can be attacking some of your tomatoes, some of your squashes, etc. That powdery mildew happens at the same time. So thinning out those, getting some of the lower leaves out, some of the leaves that you don't need, getting rid of them. That's something you should be doing. So that's definitely something to be thinking about with the heat and humidity and after rain that we've been having. So that's something just to look at. Believe Nathan, you said I got some calls on the line. Is that true?
So there's Frank in Nashua to start with.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you, Patrick. In May, I put in some Pennington wildflower mix as a border for my lawn.
Okay.
And it did well, and it did bloom. So the initial blooms are basically fading now. So what should I do to make it look as good as possible for the rest of the summer? Should I deadhead the plants, or should I just say take them out if they're not going to bloom anymore?
Well, so you put in a wildflower mix that is most likely a perennial. There's probably some annual in there, but I would deadhead if I could to get rid of to try and bring it back to where you want it to be. That's definitely something to be doing. Do you still happen to have the package at all?
Yes, I do.
So take a look at the back of the package to see how much is perennial and how much is annual. grass to it. Not grass, the flowers, because sometimes what they'll do, just they'll throw in some annual mix in there to just so that almost so you'll have to put it on year after year, to be honest. But I would start to deadhead it, clean up some of the ones. The back of the variety, the back of the package, the reason why I'm talking so much about the package is seeing if it tells you specific varieties on there. Certain varieties, you'll be able to tell, okay, those are ones that I normally will deadhead. Some are just a kind of one and done. But usually with the wildflowers, you can just deadhead them to try and get them back. I wouldn't hesitate to fertilize them, to give them something back. You know, liquid fertilizer, any liquid fertilizer you're looking to do. You can do like a Neptune's Harvest, the Fish and Seaweed. You can do a Peters liquid formula. Dram has a liquid fertilizer. One of those, just something to give back to the plant, because you're going to cut it back and you want to give something back to the root system, to the plant, to get going.
Okay. I have some flowers, some plants. They're like small blue flowers or violet flowers.
Okay.
You know, what type of flower that might be.
Are they almost like a ground cover when they're there?
No, they're about 1.5 feet tall.
But okay.
They're small, they're maybe 1 inch across.
So they might be like a blue clips or a blue, that might be, I think that's the name of it. What I can do is I can take a look at the wildflower mix and actually see what's in there specifically. You got the Northeast wildflower mix?
Yeah, like I have the hummingbird, butterfly, yep. And hummingbird, and the other, okay. It's just standard wildflower mix. So they do list all the varieties, but the trouble is, you know, if you're not an expert, it's kind of hard to tell which is which. So.
I completely understand. And all the mixes are different. I'm trying to pull up the mix at the same time, and I can get you the exact name. It usually will tell you right on the back, and I'd be able to tell right from the beginning. What's there for it. But it's the blue, it almost looks like, just based on the picture I'm looking at, there are some aster blue in there. There's also, what is it? It's a, I can't think of the name off the top of my head here. It's, I can see it. It's like it starts with an A. It's like ash copper. But it's a lot of these would be like a perennial mix that you can actually bring back for the season. I can definitely see, just based on some of the pictures on the bag itself. I would definitely be pruning those back bring them back. There's some buttercups in there. There's also some. Looks like some sort of leucanthemum pictures on there. There's a lot of different perennial type. There almost looks like a coreopsis in there, but it's not like that specific coreopsis that you might see in the clumping form. I think based on, you know, what I've seen, you could definitely prune them back. There might be a poppy in there. They're also, it looks, a lot of it looks like it's...
There are definitely some type of daisy in there, too.
A lot of it looks like it's perennial, so this would be something I would definitely prune back.
All right.
Just based on, it took me a bit to find the back of the package, but it actually, just looking at it, the majority of it, if not 90%+, is going to be perennial, so definitely prune it back, deadhead some of it to try and make it happen, and fertilize, because the fertilizer, you're shocking the plant, and we want to give something back to say, hey, you know, we might be shocking you, but we do care, so keep going. Here's something back to it. So,
okay.
Again, a liquid fertilizer is the best way to go at this time of season. Any granular form is more of a long-term, slower release, so it's not going to hit right now. It's not going to hit when you want it to. So that's why I would be using the liquid form, where it absorbs quicker, and you can use that every 2 to 3 weeks.
Sure. All right. Thank you very much, Patrick.
No problem, Frank. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Tasha. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I had the pleasure of having your dad out to my home about 3 years ago now. We had a really good time. Very delightful thing.
Awesome.
I had a question about, I'm having issue with my broccoli, cauliflower. I started them from seeds. I planted them with some Dr. Earth and fertilized them a couple times with this and seaweed. I got humongous plants, but no heads.
Okay. On everything on the broccoli, the cauliflower?
Yep, and even the cabbage doesn't look correct either. Could that be a pH issue? I was at like 6.2 at the beginning of the year.
Okay. I would, it could be a little bit to do with it. they're looking for a neutral, so you're right in there, which isn't, that bad. I'm sorry. So what? When did you get them outside this season? You said you started them from seeds, so then.
Yeah, it was the third week of May. Probably a little late for those types of plants, I guess. But
yeah, I mean that should it shouldn't be terrible for it. How is the soil? The soil wise, is it well drained? Is it clay filled?
They're in a raised bed,
okay.
And I compost, my own leaves and everything, and manure and whatnot every
okay.
year, and just replenish, retill. I think it drains pretty well.
Okay.
There's some peat moss and things like that in there too.
Yeah.
So, kind of at a loss. It's been like the second year that I've had this same issue.
Well, so one of the things that happens and can happen quickly is the broccoli is ideal growing. Is between the temperatures of 60 and 85.
Okay.
And we had some heavy heat early in June and most of June, it felt like. And that could be pushing it where it just doesn't form the head. It just develops more of like the leaves. They bolt up versus forming that head. They do like the cooler temperatures, right? So that's the... That's one of the reasons that it does happen. And I'll tell you, June and even in, now in July was very warm comparatively to in last year the same.
Right.
So that could have something to do with it. They consider it like they bolt, right? Has it formed any, like, flowering? Like, sometimes it'll shoot up like a flower?
Nope, I haven't seen any of that yet. I've been looking for that in the middle of the plant just to see if that was going to happen, but no.
Okay, because that's what's considered bolting, right? The flower that pops up, and sometimes that means it's trying to go to seed, and it's just over
like
at that point. Yeah, exactly. So
yep.
I think the heat has done some of it. Going forward, maybe try to find some broccoli that is more heat tolerant, but a lot of them will take a lot more cooler temperatures. What I'd look to do is if you get them started early, you start them from seed and get them outside a little bit earlier. But I mean, it's hard because depending upon where you are in New Hampshire, So you're in the southern, so you're kind of like where I am. I'm in Lowell, so I'm not that far from the southern part of New Hampshire.
Yep.
You could have maybe put them out a couple weeks prior to the middle of May, maybe beginning of May. There are ways to protect it with like a row cover. It's like a little mesh blanket that you could put over it on some of the nights that it was cool.
I do that for my butternut squash.
So I would be trying to look at doing the broccoli earlier outside next year if it's going to stay the same, right? You'd be able to take a look at some of the long-term forecasts and see what's going on. But I think that putting them into the ground a little bit earlier so it has more time to develop in the cool temperatures to get to that is going to help you. You could also start it earlier inside so that it is ready. Earlier, right? So when you're putting it outside, it's a little bit more developed, and it's going to be stronger when you put it in the ground. And that would be the same thing with the cauliflower and the cabbage. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the heads start to form if we get, you know, this rest of this week's looking cooler, so maybe that's going to help it. Continue fertilizing it. Maybe try to give it something else to help it. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right, Paul. Have a great one. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before we get into the next call, a listener call in. Didn't have a lot of time, but wanted to say he was listening to the show. And it happened to be his 56th birthday. So Randy Green of Illinois, happy birthday. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the rest of the show as well. All right, Nathan, let's get back into it. Who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got two questions.
Sure.
I don't know if this pertains to gardening, but earlier, like maybe in June, early part of June, I happened to see a couple monarch butterflies. And I said, oh, the butterflies are here. And now... no butterflies. I was wondering if you knew what happened to them, if you have any idea.
Well, so a lot of them can be a little bit later as well. I was going through actually my photo album on my phone, and last year I had some great photos of some that were flying around quick fire hydrangea tree. And it was actually in July. I believe it was later in July. So they could be coming back. I think maybe you saw some early, but, again, you'd be able to see, later in the season this year. Trying to think exactly when. I want to say it was mid August. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but I remember seeing it yesterday. I was looking at some old photos from last year, and there was some monarch butterflies just all over a hydrangea tree. So I think that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, I had like two butterfly bushes, and they used to love the butterfly. And I thought, well, I don't see any. I said, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know. And okay, I'm going to be looking for them then maybe soon. And I have another question about my carrots.
Okay.
You know, when you get carrots in the store, how orange they are, do they put a dye or something in those?
No, I don't believe they do. I think it's just really depending upon, how long they stay in the ground and how well they're fertilized and how well the soil is. It would base it off of some of that is what I'd be seeing. I don't think there's a dye in it. It's perfect weather conditions is what we're looking for.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, so maybe the longer you leave them in, the more orange they get?
Yeah, a little bit longer leaving them in and then going with the future, of the, the fertilization program that you have, that type of thing.
What do you give carrots?
So I'd be looking at doing a liquid fertilizer of like a Neptune's Harvest. That's probably one of the best ways to be fertilizing. I like the liquid forms when they're growing. It helps it absorbs quicker, right? You can also, at the beginning of the season, use like a Garden Tone or... the Garden Tone's the best for the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the season, putting that into the soil to get it going. You could also, during the season, what I'd like to see you use is like a, you could use Protolizer from mm-hmm. Natural Alternative just to help build up the nutrients in the soil and help release some of the trap nutrients that are there. That would be something to do as well. I think that would help you be successful when it comes to any type of vegetable, really.
Okay. And I have an Asiatic lily. I just got it this year, and it's blooming now. When it's over and the cold weather comes, do I have to put some kind of whatever over there?
You can put something over the soil, like a mulch or salt marsh hay, but it's not completely necessary for you to have to do. I think you'd definitely be fine without it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great one. And to be honest, I just found the picture. It took me forever. But the picture that I have of monarch butterflies on the hydrangeas is from September 26th.
Oh, really? Oh, boy.
So okay. You do have some time.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a great one, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we get back, Victoria from Natural Alternative will join us, and we'll have some great information about Natural Alternative.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.